We'll talk now to Roger Ball, Director of the National Emergency Management Agency. Good morning, Roger.
Morena.
Okay, we'll get to this morning's earthquake near New Zealand shortly, but just first, this earthquake in the Kermadec, have you been able to assess whether there is any tsunami risk from that earthquake?
Yes, we have that under careful assessment right now, as you were just hearing from the previous speaker. Our partners from GNS have convened their science team again. They're assessing that. We expect to be able to put out an update soon.
Okay. What is the current advice then to those living on the East Cape in general? What are you telling them?
Well, at the moment, the national advisory for the first event has been lifted. But as we've said all the way along, we continue to monitor this closely. And if there is further activity, seismic activity, we will reassess that and push out new information. So my message to people is stay tuned to your radio, to your media, and we will continue to watch this closely and provide advice as quickly as we can.
I mean, should people stay out of the water? I mean, the advisory was that they could go home, but you are still expecting, regardless of what happens with the Kermadec, strong currents, unusual sort of seas?
Yes, I mean, even with without this second one, what we would say to people is, okay, the national advisory for beach and marine threat has been lifted, but anybody going into the water should exercise, you know, common sense and some caution, especially around keeping an eye on currents and tidal surges and the like. So that's for that event. But if there is further seismic activity, we are able to recognise that, and we are looking at that very closely right now. So if there is further advice to give, we'll bring that out soon.
And just reiterate the exact location where this is likely to be the biggest concern.
This would be facing onto the east coast of New Zealand's North Island mainly, but the specific details of that are too early to say at this point. We need to assess that and then come back to you with some further advice, and we'll do that soon.
Okay, if we look at how people reacted to the initial quake this morning, you've described it, I think, as pretty severe. Well, firstly, on that, have you had any reports through of actual damage from the quake or indeed from the tsunami wave, which was, what, about 35 centimetres in some places?
Yes, that's right. And no, we haven't had reports of any significant damage. But to be fair, it's only just coming daylight. And the focus at the moment is on helping people to get the right advice in response to events that are actually still unfolding. So our more sort of detailed damage assessment coming through from the regions is yet to be done. And we will get to that, but the focus at the moment is understanding what is going on and making sure that we get advice, public safety advice, out to people as quickly as possible.
Now, the quake struck at 2:27 a.m. How quickly were you able to get that specific text alert out to people?
I don't have the time in front of me. We got that out to people from Cape Runaway down to Tolaga Bay as soon as we had confirmed science assessment. And it's important to have that because although there's always a trade-off between speed and accuracy, we do want to get the right information at the right time to people. And this is also a situation where because that was a near source event, when I say near source, I mean an earthquake generating a potential tsunami very close to New Zealand's shoreline, the first warning that people will get will not be from official sources, it will be from the event itself, what we call natural warning. And that is the reason for the long, strong get gone advice. We don't want people to wait for official advice. We want them to act, and they did that. That's brilliant. And then we backfill with the official information as it comes to hand.
And this quake met that criteria. It was a long quake, and by all accounts, certainly from the first-hand accounts that we've heard this morning, a lot of people in those areas absolutely did the right thing and got up to higher ground.
Yes, and I think that's a benefit of the public education campaigns that we've had in recent years, that we want to be in the position that people are not dependent upon official sources. We want them to understand a bit more about this hazard and react to it and take their safety into their own hands. And of course, reach out to neighbours and family who may not have noticed it or may not be in a position to evacuate themselves. Assist each other, get to, use your evacuation plan and that we like people to have in place beforehand, and then wait for the advice and the all clear.
In saying that, the alerts, were you able to reach everybody? Was there any cell phone dropouts? Are you confident that you got it to where it needed to go?
A little bit too early to say. I think, first of all, we need to be clear that the emergency mobile alert went to the areas where there was a life risk, because that's what that channel is for. So that's Cape Runaway down to Tolaga Bay. People around the Bay of Plenty or people in the areas for which there was a beach or marine threat, we didn't send them an EMA because they didn't have a life threat. They still had access to plenty of our information on the normal channels, but we don't want to use the EMA just to, you know, inform people of telling them to go and look at a website. So we will be looking to see what kind of reach and penetration we had for that EMA. But if people are outside mobile range, et cetera, that will affect their ability to receive. But we always will look afterwards to see what can we do to improve.
Okay, let's just recap then before we finish. The initial quake, the threat has gone there in terms of the tsunami threat that has been removed, but there has been the subsequent quake at the Kermadecs, which are quite some distance away from New Zealand. It was 7.4 quake. You are still assessing that, and that means people need to be monitoring news, presumably text, if you do deem it necessary to send one through, that there could potentially still be some risk today.
I think it's important, yes, exactly as you say, that people stay plugged in to media. And if you are aware of people who are out of reception range, see what you can do to keep them informed. And that way, if there is an update to our advice, we'll be able to help people to react in the right way. So we are assessing that ongoing seismic activity very closely, and we'll get that out, any updates out, as fast as we can.
Roger Ball, thank you very much. Director of the National Emergency Management Agency. We will, of course, here at RNZ keep you posted on any new developments throughout the morning and the day.